Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high maybe 78 degrees. Kenosha right now, 49. It's 52 in Burlington, 55 Milwaukee, and 51 degrees in Racine. A scheduled due process hearing at City Hall in Racine Wednesday night averted for Sam's Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue and Highway MM with what's being called a global settlement of outstanding problems, including liquor license violations, structural issues, and police calls for service. The city's hired special counsel, Paul Alexi, spent 20 minutes going over the different criteria that Sam Namy has to meet with different deadlines and with a 90-day suspension of his liquor license, though he can still apply for the 2017-18 season.
Just for the committee's reference, the 90-day suspension is the maximum amount of time that an alcohol license can be suspended under Wisconsin law. The next step up from that would be a revocation of a license. However, it's essentially for a period of a year, and so it is a more drastic step as far as license compliance. And so we're looking at the maximum amount of time for a suspension under Wisconsin law.
Attorney Vince Bobbitt, who had fought the city on the high-profile Park 6 issue in the past, said this agreement for the Riverside Inn covers all the areas of concern and is in the best interest of both the city and his client.
He wants to work with the city of Racine to cooperate and have a business in Racine, which he's had for quite a few years. So this is kind of what would be described as a global settlement, a settlement not only of the liquor law license violations that may have occurred, but also with regarding the condition of the hotel, how it was run, and some public, your health department concerns.
Alderman Sandy Widener, who didn't appear thrilled by the deal, wondered what conditions with the business had changed to even allow for negotiations on the liquor license. Alderman Steve Smetana was the only no vote among the committee members. The recommendation now goes to the Common Council June 20th. Approval starts a 90-day liquor license suspension clock on July 1st. The deaths of two people in Kenosha yesterday afternoon being investigated as a murder-suicide. The father of 23-year-old Brian Baldwin says his son was killed by another man after breaking up with a woman. Bodies of both men found close to 4:30 p.m. after police got called to a home near 22nd Avenue and 68th Street. The report was shots had been fired. Officers cautiously entered the home with an open door, found not only the victims, but a witness and the gun reportedly used. A news release indicating the incident appears to be domestic-related, though the investigation continues. Police in Mount Pleasant seeking four suspects in a counterfeit money case. Four have been apparently using phony $100 bills in the area. The department's released surveillance photographs of one man and three women, all African Americans. Public is asked to take a look and call them if any or all of them are familiar. Student population of Racine Unified's Knapp Elementary School is mainly walk-in from that immediate neighborhood, by design. Concerns raised last year about the traffic pattern for the new building led to Traffic Commission recommendations, which the Common Council this week decided to amend at the last minute. Alderman Henry Perez, who works at the school and does crossing guard duty, said he was disappointed by the plan to remove the current four-way stop at 17th and Grange.
Even though there's already a four-way stop sign coming from Grange, I constantly am yelling at the cars to slow down when the kids are present and ready to cross because they're going at an excessive speed. I am a certified radar traffic control officer, so I can guess speeds, and I can tell you they're not going under 40 miles an hour in that short stretch.
Perez asking to amend the recommendation by keeping the current four-way stop at 17th and Grange in addition to installing four-way at 17th and Quincy. Said the rest of the recommendation, including the four-way at 17th and Quincy and the parking restriction changes, those are fine, but 17th and Grange needs to remain a four-way stop. Alderman Terry McCarthy suggested that was a policy matter that maybe warrants committee of the whole discussion. Council did vote for the amended traffic patterns and parking restrictions around Knapp School. A woman inmate repeatedly raped by a guard while in the Milwaukee County Jail 4 years ago gets $6.7 million from a federal jury. Former guard Xavier Thicklin, pleading guilty in that case, got fired by Milwaukee County's employment. The victim's attorney said that his client, also pregnant when she was booked into the jail back in 2013, was shackled while she was in labor. And if you go to a Brewers game at Miller Park, beer vendor Ryan Sternad believes you ought to only be allowed to purchase beer from he and his fellow vendors. not go to the concourse and take advantage of all the changes made by the team, which added more options for beer. Sternet has launched a political action committee and the website drinkintheseats.org. Says the $20 million worth of changes to the concessions at Miller Park are hurting the bottom line for himself and all the other vendors. No comment from the Brewers. We're seeing firefighters dealt with a structure fire at 1824 Charles Street late yesterday afternoon. About $75,000 worth of damage reported to the business of car, auto, and truck repair. The owner of the building, according to a news release, notified of a motion alarm that was activated within the building. So he went there, went inside, noticed flames along a wall of the car repair shop, tried to put out the fire himself using multiple fire extinguishers. He then called 911 because the fire kept growing. He then evacuated and waited for the fire department to arrive. Crews then went inside and had the flames out within about 30 minutes. If the full Racine County Board approves, the county is going to be changing banks. At last night's Finance and Human Services Committee meeting, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave told supervisors he felt it was time to look for a new financial partner to handle the county's banking needs, so proposals were requested. And one of them stood out.
One of the suggestions that I made is I really feel it's important that we do banking with a local entity. We have a fine local banking, more than a fine local banking entity. We have a great one in Johnson Bank. Through the interview process, they more than came out on top, and I'm proud to sit here today to recommend that you guys approved this 3-year contract with Johnson Bank.
Racine County currently contracts with Wells Fargo for its banking services. The recommendation to approve the contract with Johnson Bank will be going to the full county board at its next meeting. Governor Walker's announced a record $3.9 million in youth apprenticeship state grants. They'll serve some 4,300 students across the state, including some locally. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Among the organizations receiving funding, $27,000 to Gateway Technical College to serve 30 students, $63,000 to RAMAC to serve 70 students, and $22,500 to the Kenosha Unified School District to serve 25 students. The funding will assist high school juniors and seniors gain academic and technical instruction with mentored on-the-job training in one of 11 Department of Workforce Development-approved career areas. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Burlington Common Council this week voted to support aspiring Eagle Scout Tommy Martin and his vision of a park on city-owned property at 256 State Street, which used to house an abandoned gas station and would include welcome signs and benches, plants, and landscaping. Administrator Karina Walters addressed the question about Martin's fundraising efforts and if the city would step in should those fall short of expectations.
One option is the city could fund that, but right now you're talking at about $60,000, which is a very large expense that we have not budgeted for at all, because that would come out of our general fund. Or secondarily, it could be phased.
She indicated a phased approach by the city could occur if needed, but it's also a budgetary item going forward. The design includes the park being as low maintenance as possible. Rustic Road Landscaping, donating items at wholesale cost, Reisman Excavating and Unilock also on board for services. Eagle Scout hopeful Tommy Barton still fundraising on his project from the public and the business community. And Milwaukee County's Mitchell International Airport with a 10% increase in passenger traffic for the month of April compared to a year ago, thanks to more international travel. A total of 615,706 passengers. The new Volaris service to Guadalajara, Mexico, and an extended spring break season due to Easter are two reasons cited for the increase. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.